Welcome. Welcome back. Welcome back to the podcast. So, as I mentioned in these podcasts, we're going to be having like, I don't know, more of a sit down, chill, Q&A style podcast episodes. Near the end of the year, I thought it'd be nice to kind of have these chats and just for you to also see some of the things that people are asking questions about. And things like that. So in this episode, we're talking all about how you can start tapping into self-care more, how you can start tap into your self-care era. And this episode is going to be really helpful for you if you are somebody who's just like you've had enough and you know how important self-care is to you and you becoming the best version of yourself, you being able to show up in your life and your business at your best, and for you to ultimately just shine the way that you desire to, the way that you deserve to, and you're just fed up of doing things the way that you have been, and you're ready to start prioritizing self-care and incorporating it more into your lifestyle. And you're like, this is it, the line is drawn. I've had enough of, treating myself the way that I am, and I really want to start prioritizing me, right? Because you are important and you do deserve self-care and you are worthy of self-care. So in this episode, we're just going to talk through a few things that you should be doing, you should be considering, you should be recommitting to, you should be focusing on, you should be aligning with when it comes to you being and entering and tapping into your self-care era. So you may be in a situation where you've been feeling quite down and you've maybe been dealing with quite a lot of things yourself and you're doing your best to like navigate through everything. You might be feeling stressed and overwhelmed, or you might even be going through some change and transition and you're like, I know what I need to be doing for self-care, but I'm just not doing it. Like, is there anything else I need to be focusing on? And we're going to go through some of those things right now. I think the first thing that's really, really important is to make sure that you are not forgetting to do the mindset work. The mindset work on your self-care journey when you're doing the inner work is really important. So your mindset work, basically involves or includes anything that involves you working on your mind, on the way that you think. And some really helpful ways to do this is by making sure that you're in the habit of reflection. You're taking time to reflect often, and I mean on a daily basis. We're not talking just every now and again or when something bad happens. We're talking on a regular basis, often. So you're taking time to reflect on your days, how you've been thinking, how things have been going, what things haven't been going right, what things have been going right, what things you want to be doing moving forward. Like, this is how we reflect. A really simple framework that I include in my journals, so in the Good to Me journals, is what went well, what didn't go well, and what lessons have you learned, or what would you be doing differently? We want to always be mindful. We want to be aware of the things that are currently going on, the things that we should be paying attention to, right? It is, our job and responsibilities that are responsibility. And this is one of the ways that you're going to be able to actually care for yourself, because if you're not aware, then how are you going to be able to take care? So, if this is your first time here, welcome. My name's Shanley, and I am your self-care coach. I'm always coming up with these, I'd call them random gems that rhyme, rhyming gems. Yeah. And they just always rhyme and they just make sense. So, one of them that I always talk about is, when you are aware, you're able to take care. Another one is when you rest, you do your best, because it's true, right? But when you are aware, you're able to take care. When you're aware of your needs, when you're aware of, what it is that you're working towards, what it is that you require, desire, you can then take care of yourself, because you're going to know exactly what you need to do to meet those needs, right? So that's the most important thing. And there's always change that you're going to be navigating. So it's really important to make sure that you are holding yourself accountable, that you are taking time to listen to yourself. I feel like reflection, when you're reflecting, this is a great time and a great way for you to actually listen to yourself, to give yourself the quality time and the attention that you need and desire, right? When we're having these conversations, maybe when we're checking in with our friends, we'll be like, how are you? And we listen. And that's exactly what we need to do for ourselves. And we can do that through journaling or just literally sitting and holding a moment just to sit and think with yourself. Whether you do that in the shower, in the bath, but I find journaling really helpful and I always encourage it because it's about you ultimately unpacking things, but in a really nice and helpful, safe way. But also becoming aware and being mindful of things that you might be experiencing. Right now, I'm actually just in heaven because I've got like a diffuser on right now. I've been playing around with my essential oils combinations, and the combination, well, actually, the essential oil is not a combination for this one today, but the one that I'm using is orange, and I've been really enjoying orange, especially during the times when I'm working, because it just helps me feel refreshed, helps me to focus. So before I start some work, I will just typically put like a drop in my palm, run my hands together, and kind of just breathe that in for a moment. And then obviously it's in the diffuser and it's just smelling up the whole space right now. And it's just I'm just in heaven. But one of my favorite essential oils is actually lemongrass. I'd love to know what your favorite essential oil is. But we will continue anyway, what we were talking about. So he's talking about, making sure that we are being mindful and we're being reflective with ourselves and we're giving ourselves time and space to do that. And it's just such a great way journaling, especially if you feel like you've been in your head or you've been like overthinking and you just want to calm your mind, is a great way to do that. And if you want other ways to calm your mind, I have another podcast episode. If you go scroll down and look, you'll find an episode all on how to calm your mind. And then you may notice that you have like unhelpful thoughts, and it gives you space and time to be able to challenge these thoughts as well. But during this time as well, I think it's really important when you're in your self-care era to really prioritize being alone, spending time in solitude with yourself. This is such a great way for you to build a better relationship with yourself and really start taking care of yourself seriously, and jumping back on it and seeing it as actually your responsibility because it's your job, it's your responsibility, and that's how you've got to treat it. Because when you don't start taking care of yourself, your needs stop getting met, and then you start to not become the best version of yourself. And we want the opposite. So take time to be alone with yourself. You can start taking yourself on solo dates. You can start doing activities alone. You can start, again, journaling is just a great way to be with yourself, to listen to yourself. And again, doing more relaxing things as well. So these are things I'll definitely encourage you to start incorporating and things that you should definitely be doing. And again, like during this journey, don't feel afraid to part of the one of the things that are going to really help you on this journey or within this era is to allow yourself to recommit to yourself as often and as much as you want to. Like, don't stop committing to yourself. Like, if you fall off, get back on it. Like, you should be in the mode of coaching yourself every day. So if you've fallen off something and you went to yourself, it's just the coach, you went to yourself and said, okay, like I've fallen off, I need to get back on it, get back on it. So allow yourself to recommit. It's part of the journey. There's going to be, ebbs and flows, times where things are going really great, smooth, hunky dory. And there's times where things like all over the place, a hot mess, and you're just like, I can only imagine manage to do this, this, and this. Just do it. Just do it. So yeah, those are definitely things that I would definitely recommend is really prioritizing relaxation within your routine as well. So like making sure that you are doing relaxing things every day. So even if it is that you're putting some essential oils in the diffuser, you are lighting a candle, you're reading a book, you're going for a walk, like make sure that there's relaxation incorporated into your days every day, like as often as possible. That's what you're doing in your self-care era now. You're also being proactive with your self-care dates. You are planning ahead, you're organizing everything, and you're attending and you're showing up for yourself. Yeah, so you're really prioritizing that alone time. You're really prioritizing relaxation. And then you're also making sure that you are prioritizing fun. There's too many times where I'm working with my clients and I'm looking at their schedule and they're telling me all the things that they're stressing them, that's overwhelming, that they've got to do. And there is no fun, there's no pleasure, there's no leisure happening. So be mindful of that with your schedule. I want you to look at your schedule right now, look at what you've got going on, what's on your plate, and is there any fun? And can you start incorporating some fun moments? So think about the things that you find fun. You can even journal this out or mind map it out. Like, what do you find fun? Things that are free, things that are pay, things that are luxe, whatever. What do you find fun doing? What do you want to do? What would you desire to do? Get all those things down and think about, pick one and go with it. So it might be actually, I really enjoy, kind of listening to music, singing, dancing, or I enjoy going for walks or reading, yoga, boxing, spin class. Literally, it can be anything, journaling, anything. So whatever you find to be fun, whatever you find to be exciting, start incorporating that. If there's particular people that you're like, no, this person is so fun, see if you can just link up with them and do something with them so you can start to incorporate more fun. Because especially if you've got lots of things going on, you're going through a transition, things are stressful, things are overwhelming, it really breaks up your routine, it really breaks up your schedule, and it really allows you to have that balance that you desire. So if you've been wanting to have balance, start to incorporate some of that fun and pleasure into your routine. So I really hope this episode came at the right time, and I know it did. Let me know if this was at the perfect time for you. Let me know if you've got any questions, if you need any further support with anything. All the information will be in the link in the bio, so you can just check out the I forgot the name of the box. Just not the description box, it's the show notes. There we go, we got there. So check out the show notes and take a look at what's there to offer, all the different ways that can support you, and I will see you in the next one. Take care.